Hey everyone, welcome in this new episode of CX Update, your monthly update about customer experience. In this episode, I want to start with a crazy example of bad customer experience, and it is linked to this company, Hertz. Maybe you have plans to rent a car with Hertz during one of your next holidays, but after this example, you may reconsider, because this is what happened. A number of customers of Hertz got actually arrested by the police because the car they were in was signaled as being stolen. And the reason is this. Some customers, they rent a car and then they want to, you know, add 2 or 3 days to their holidays. And they call Hertz, or they send a WhatsApp, or they email, and Hertz acknowledges the email and says, yeah, no problem, you can keep the car for a few more days and then you can return it. Well, the software doesn't really live up to that. And the truth is that the moment that they try to extend their rental period, the car is signaled as being stolen. So about 364 customers of Hertz got arrested. 47 of them ended up in jail. Some of them even stayed in jail for 30 days. So you can imagine the disaster that this is. So in your company, if someone says, well, data is not so important and software is not so important, just think about the Hertz syndrome. It may cost you $168 million in paying your customers back because you put them in jail without any reason. Crazy example. And now they have this, that I just saw one of the commercials, one of the advertising messages of Hertz, and I thought it was just crazy. This one here. Cars so great, you never want to get out. Fantastic advertising. Welcome in this new episode of CX Update. Now and then, I always try to describe the new expectations of customers. And today, I would like to introduce the never normal customer, because there are a number of things happening in society that, you know, force us to describe the customer in a different way. Like, there are 4 items that I think are typical for this never normal customer. And the first thing is about the opinions that people have that become more and more extreme. The fact that it's very difficult for customers to know, and for humans in general, to know what kind of news is real and is fake, is changing the way that we communicate with each other. Like, in the old world, if you look to the entire population, the largest group of people had a nuanced opinion. I think today this curve is just formed in the opposite way. The number of people with extreme opinions is now the largest voice out there. And this is changing the way that people communicate with each other. And it will also have an influence on the way that we communicate with customers. That's one characteristic of this never normal customer. The second one is that there are a lot of concerns about society. People worry a lot. We have a lot of challenges to deal with. We have a fight against racism and discrimination. We have geopolitical tensions that are more intense than ever before. And we have a climate issue that is becoming more and more urgent every single day. So more and more customers expect your organization to become part of the solution. And if you're not part of the solution, you're going to be seen as part of the problem. A neutrality like Switzerland will be a difficult position to be in. If you don't speak out, people will think that you have the opposite opinion. So using our voice and having a voice and learning to live with the fact that if you have a voice that someone may be opposed to your opinion, this is going to be a new challenge for organizations. And I had to think about this during the World Cup when you had the whole debate about the One Love bracelet. I'm sure you remember this. It reminded me to this advertisement from Nike from a while ago. And I'm sure you remember this story. It's the story of Colin Kaepernick, the young, talented American football player. He was the first one who actually kneeled during a national anthem to protest against racism and discrimination. And a lot of people thought that was disrespectful. So he got fired from his team. And no other American football team wanted to offer him a job. So basically, it was game over for him. And the only ones at that time that didn't abandon him were Nike. And they started with this impressive campaign, the picture of his head saying, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And a lot of people really think this is a powerful campaign. But there are also many people out there who who thought that he was disrespectful towards the flag of the United States. So many people out there started to burn their Nike gear. And social media was filled with people that said, I don't want to have anything to do with Nike. I'm going to burn all my stuff here. So imagine that this is your company, that you speak up for someone or for something or something you believe in. And because of that, a large amount of people starts to destroy your stuff, your products, and is speaking badly about you. Well, I'm sure you would have a meeting about that. And Nike had a meeting as well. And the next day, they launched a communication campaign that I still find one of the most impressive communication campaigns ever. They had these large pages in all newspapers with this message: how to burn our products safely. And I think this is still one of the most powerful ads ever. It's basically saying, okay, guys, it's okay that you disagree with us. It's okay that you have a different opinion. It's okay that you burn our products, but I mean, let's try to do that in a safe way so that you don't hurt yourself in that process. But know that we will not change our opinion because of your behavior. If you compare that with the reactions towards the One Love bracelet, I mean, it's kind of a difference. And this is something that is going to be more and more important. The concerns about society and how you deal with that to convince that customer that you are part of his or her team. The third thing that is typical for the never normal customer is the fact that they're open to new technologies and that adoption of new technologies go faster and faster. And you see this with a number of things. We have this evolution that is happening from effortless to enhanced interfaces, like the fact that you can try on a pair of glasses before you actually buy them. And if you do this as a customer, the return rate drops with about 22%. So we see an evolution of interfaces. Probably many of you have been playing with ChatGPT, the chatbot from OpenAI, which is showing amazing results. The fact that we love that so much and that we experiment so much with it is fantastic. This is what I try to write an essay on customer experience in financial services, and then you get a whole essay about customer experience in financial services. But the cool thing is if you add some flavor to it, then you say, oh, I want to have it in President Obama style, or like me, of course, I said, can I have it in Mickey Mouse style? And then it starts with, oh boy, customer experience in financial services. So typically Mickey Mouse. So just as an example to show how open people now are for new technologies and how fast adoption will occur. And then we have the last item, the last characteristic of the never normal customer with a big impact on your customer experience. The fact that many, many people lose their interest in more traditional jobs. We had a lot of buzzwords this year. The great resignation, quiet quitting. Gary Vaynerchuk always uses this quote, to never apply in the first place generation. And Gary also mentions a very valid point that young people today have more options. When I was graduating from university, most people just went to a large company, to a bank, to a big consultant, to an energy company, to an insurance company, to Procter & Gamble, Unilever. Today, there's so many options out there that it's becoming more and more difficult to attract talent to your business. And the fact that it's difficult to attract talent means that it's going to be more and more difficult to keep your customer service levels high. And this is going to be one of the key challenges to deal with the never normal customer. So four characteristics, opinions more and more extreme. We have more and more concerns about society. We're better and faster with technology. And a lot of people lose their interest in a traditional job. Those four items are, for me, typical for the never normal customer. I'm more and more convinced that if you have a strong customer culture, that it becomes easier to innovate and that it allows you to become a fast follower in the adoption and the usage of new technologies. I think a lot of us woke up in the last 2-3 years and really understood that technology is no shortcut to make customers happy. I think between 2010 and 2020, a lot of us believed that new technologies like AI, voice assistants, automated systems would allow us to create a better customer experience and that investing in those technologies would be enough. I think all of us today know that technology is not a shortcut to customer experience and that if you really want to make customers happy, that you need that strong customer culture. Now, what I've seen with a number of companies that I work with is if you have that strong customer culture, that it becomes easier to experiment with new technologies for a number of reasons. Because first of all, if you have a strong customer culture, you understand the needs of your customers. So you know what the killer applications are or what your customers like and what will be successful. So you have a higher level of confidence to invest in those new technologies. And the second thing is, if you have a strong customer culture, you know that you can experiment and that you can try something and that you can tell that to your customers, look, we have this new experiment here, we want to try this out, let us know what you think. And you know that that feedback, even if it's negative, that that is extremely valuable. So you're not afraid for negative feedback when you try something, when you have this strong customer culture. So because of that, it allows you to become a fast follower. And I think this is an additional competitive advantage. It's like a positive effect, a positive spiral that you're creating. And that leads to the situation that many companies with a strong customer culture are also strong in the execution of technology. And that combination, of course, is extremely, extremely powerful to make your customers happy. So if you want to be a leader in technology, the crazy thing is don't start by learning everything and don't start with the technology part, but try to understand how you can enhance your customer culture, because that is the enabler to also become a fast adopter of new technologies. I'm really fascinated about the power of micro decisions to make a team really believe its leaders that they really want to be customer centric. Because in my opinion, this is the reason why some companies don't become really customer centric, because the team does not believe its leaders. And you know, there's so many small things that aren't the best way to convince your teams. Like, I'm often invited in half-day brainstorms or in events where the management is trying to convince the team to become more customer-centric. So then they hype up everyone and say, okay, let's have a half-day brainstorm about customer experience. Everyone is super excited. Everyone walks in with high energy. And then someone from the leadership team gives a presentation. And the first thing you see is, let's start with some facts and figures. And you see all these Excel sheets and all these numbers. And of course, those are important. But if you organize a half day about customer experience and you start again with the financials, then people just know that number one for you are the financials and number two is customer experience. They know that you don't have that focus on customer experience. And it's small things that, yeah, create a disbelief at a certain moment. Like in the PowerPoint presentation, the leadership is saying, let's go the extra mile for customers. On the work floor, they say, well, don't let customers run the factory. So what do you need to believe at a certain moment? And it's small things, small habits, small sentences that really make a difference if someone will believe you or not. Like if a mistake happens and to solve the issue, it means that you have to give something for free to the customer. How do you react as a leadership team to that? The answer to that proves a lot to your team about how you're really thinking about customer experience. Or it's super busy in the store if you're in retail. What do you do? Do you tell people to work harder or do you join the team to say, okay, today the priority is to make our customers happy. I need to be on the floor today. When you say customer service, guys, is really important. How many days a year do you spend in the contact center yourself? Or how many days a year do you actually talk to a customer? Those kind of habits, that micro behavior, is what people see and hear. And it's that micro behavior that really let them create belief or disbelief. Customer service is important, is what you hear as an employee, but how often do you have discussions with the teams of customer service to learn about new customer needs? The power of micro decisions. So I see a lot of people that try to convince their team. You don't need to convince them. You have to make sure that they believe you. And they believe you because of the micro decisions and the micro communication that you will do. And that defines if your team will follow you in creating an excellent customer experience or not. Hey, so my friends, this was the episode of this month, your CX update, your monthly inspiration for customer experience. I hope you enjoyed it. This is the last episode of 2022. I hope to see all of you again in 2023 with a new video, new customer experience inspiration. And I wish all of you, your family, your friends, a wonderful holiday season, Merry Christmas, and a happy and healthy 2023. Thank you so much for being here with me throughout this year and listening and looking at my content. I really, really appreciate that. See you in 2023. Bye-bye.